it's got some serious damage to its tail. It's probably quite an unusual find along the southeast coast of England, because we think it's normally a deep water species. We're still deciding whether it's a minke whale or fin whale, but a closer examination will let us decide the species.
What are you most interested to find out about this?
The most interesting thing is that we never know actually what we're going to find in the animal. So that's part of the curiosity. But the overlying purpose of it is to get a clear image of the kind of life history of this animal, to help build a bigger picture of how well the population is doing around the UK coastline. So has it been feeding well? What's it been feeding on? The size of it, so what kind of stage in its life it's at. So we get a good picture of the population of that species.
As you mentioned, it's unusual to see them on the south coast, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So normally they feed on species such as krill or sand eels or something that might be often found in fairly deep waters. This was found in the North Sea, where the average depth is about 50 metres, and that prey just isn't found. So we can ask ourselves maybe why it's strayed into the North Sea this far, and then kind of go from there and try to understand the stranding a little further.